You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Fulton Lee and some lady who sat down next to him and said, "Oh, I can sing," and off to the races they went. Fulton Lee is going to be in Chicago playing Lincoln Hall on Friday. Showtime, 8 o'clock. I'll tell you how to get tickets in a minute, but I think that's him on the phone right now. Fulton, this is John. You're back on WGN in Chicago. Hello.
Hey, John. Glad to be here.
Where are you?
I am somewhere close to the Canadian-U.S. border outside of Detroit.
Are you driving in back to Chicago? Are you going to fly? How are you going to get here?
Well, we did Toronto last night. We're doing Detroit tonight, then Columbus, then Chicago. So we're on the road.
So what I just described is maybe how you've gained some fame, but then you also do traditional concerts. That is, just go buy a ticket and listen to you sing. You're not grabbing people out of the audience. Is that what happens?
I am grabbing people out of the audience. So it's kind of both. I definitely, you know, we're singing our songs and we're kind of doing the concert thing, but there's four or five moments during the show where I'll bring someone onto the stage and maybe they sing with me. Maybe I teach them how to play, you know, an instrument for the song that we're doing, or there's lots of different little bits that we do.
Yeah. And millions of people listen to and love your music. Here's another text from one of our listeners. Fulton Lee's music is a smile emoji with hearts all around it. So there's another one of your fans. and I think I've asked you this before, but just as an example, the music that we just heard where a woman sits down, she was a singer, it sounds like, and she knew about you, so she wanted to participate. But what we heard and saw on that was that, as authentic as it sounds, or were there multiple cuts, and was there more coaching than we saw in the video?
So, yeah, there's a little more coaching. Like, in the intro, when she first sits down, I kind of explain a little bit more. Like, I kind of tell her, when we get towards the end, I'm going to ask you to improvise, basically. But there's not enough time, you know, in the allotted short duration for me to include all of that preamble. So I chop it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But she has a little more instruction, and she might want to do, like, can I try it again? Maybe I'll use it. But she's never heard the song before she, like, shows up and needs me.
Yeah. Well, I can live with that. And I did appreciate the sort of economy with which you set the video up, because it could take 10 minutes to explain everything and coach her up. But, no, let's just hear the music. So you get to that very quickly. And then you do this over and over again. Sometimes you ask people to just play a keyboard. Sometimes you ask them to sing. Are you going to do anything like that outside of your concert when you're in Chicago? Will you set up at Grant Park? Or is your appearance here just going to be that night?
I wish I had time. I totally would. But no, we're kind of on to the next city as soon as we wake up the next morning after the show. So there's not enough time.
Got it. And then you have an album out of the what was described in this article I was reading. As you said, it was like your first season. Is there a series or a season of videos that you drop? How do people follow you?
Yeah, so I did this series with the duets, you know, Sit Here If You Can Sing, and then I compiled all, I guess I did 9 of them, into an album, because I take the live vocals from the park and I put them in, like, the studio version of the song. And so, yeah, I may kind of do a second season of Sit Here If You Can Sing, or I might move on to a different concept. I'm not sure yet, but it's out on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, you know, great music.
I don't want you to stop doing it. And I think that it could live on Spotify and iTunes, et cetera. But the video is really just delightful because, just again, for the edification of our audience who maybe hasn't seen some of these videos, it looks like you're just sitting there, one of these crazy people in a park with a card table and a keyboard or whatever, and a little sign that says, stop here if you can sing. And then people come by and sing. And the video really works. It's more than endearing or sweet. It's also good music. Do people sometimes come by and they're not good singers? And you go, oh, crap, I got to do this with this guy? Are sometimes people not good singers, Fulton? Yeah, that happens sometimes. Hey, Fulton, how's the drive going now?
Hey, it's great. It's great. We're crossing the border almost as we speak.
I wonder if you fell out of one cell and into the other, but let's just continue and finish this conversation. I maybe before you cut out, asked you if when people do sit down, sometimes they're not great singers because what we see is very good. Do you sometimes get people who aren't worth posting?
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Definitely, I do. And the beauty of it is that even when they maybe, you know, don't have a great sense of pitch, they always have so much fun and kind of, you know, talk to me about how they love to sing and they know that maybe they're not very good, but like they really enjoyed, you know, being able to like be a part of a musical moment. I love it.
Well, and you know, an example of that would be where you don't even ask them to sing. I mean, sometimes you just say, stand by the keyboard and I'll cue you when to hit the buttons. Fulton Lee, he describes his music as bubblegum funk. A sound, a fusion of upbeat retro soul, pop, and funk. Began working on his debut album in 2022, Sunny Boy. But now he has Sit Here If You Can Sing. And sometimes they don't ask him to sing. They just say, here, just play the keyboard. And away they go. He said he never had much success when he first went to Nashville. And then around 2019 and 2020 is when, quote, I discovered the phenomenon of TikTok and Facebook Reels. I guess that's what surprised me was when that happened. I was like, oh, okay, there are no rules anymore. There are no gatekeepers. I don't need anyone with access on my team in order to open doors for me. I just need to provide quality to the algorithm and it will just find my audience for me. And he's dropped off, so I think that's the end of our interview now. But he has an album called Sit Here If You Can Sing, and then maybe Sit Here If You Can Sing 2, and he's going to be at Lincoln Hall on Friday. And tickets, I think, are still available at Lincoln Hall. Just go to their website, lh-st.com. Lincoln Hall Showtime is at 8 o'clock on Friday, and I'm not going to be there for that, but you might be. And I think you'll enjoy that. I've been a fan of his ever since I discovered his videos. And one other thing I'll just say to you, and one of the reasons that I think I'm a fan of the music is because just how good-natured he is. Like a moment ago when he said, sometimes people aren't real good singers, but they're having a lot of fun. And I thought, well, it wasn't your job to go out and randomly give people a nice day. You're trying to make good music. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But he's just so encouraging, and the vibe is just so positive. So that's the Fulton Lee story.